My side of the shiur this week is being sponsored by Richard Goldbrenner, Leah Nishmas, Fega Rivka Basser, Mahi Leibish, Aleh Sholem, and also the Nishmas from Mashiach Subramea. Next week, after the shiur, approximately 9:15, there'll be a Sudas yard site for Mashiach Silverstein. The whole of them is invited.
We're going to try to bring out one akuda. One nakuda which I think will be helpful in many, many sugyas. It relates to the first couple of bletto, but it also is going to come out in every single perek. And it deals with what creates the Kedushas Bechayra and what patterns the Kedushas Bechayra. We'll go through the first Mishnah. Halikeach ube chamoyle shalevik echobim v'amechaloi. Shaila here, what is the hafkor? So Rashi brings down on the spot, b'Yisroel avoloi b'achirim. Rashi says, shenema, higdashti li kol b'cho b'Yisroel avoloi b'achirim. And achirim is a roi v'dekechov. Toysus himself on the spot is bothered with the many psukim that we have. First of all, there seems to be two psukim. That Toysus is bothered by. Why do you need two psukim? He talks about shutfis be'em and shutfis be'vlad. That you need two separate psukim. And then, the problem is that by Yisrael himself, from Maseches Chul, I'm sure many of you still have it on the tip of your tongues, from Reishis Hagez, that there's a ptur, there's a drosha to be marbe shutfis Yisrael. And l'chayre, if you have a miut that shutfis akum is part of from b'chayre, it's moving me'elov that shutfis Yisrael is chayim in b'chayre. So we need a posel. It's a posel to kasha Taisa says. So we're going to be aiming on a piece in the Mishnah Sebarim, and we're going to use that to answer a lot of other ha'oras here. When you go to Dav Gimel, the Gemara brings down a machlekes between Avuna and Rav Nachman. How much shutfis do you need from a goy to pater from Bukhara? So the Gemara says, shutfis shalav kechovim, pater, so how much do you need? Kamot tehe. How much shutfis do you need in order to pater? Says the Gemara, Amar Avuna afilu oznoi. Even the ear. Pastus, when Avuna says even the ear, it's love dafka. He doesn't mean dafka the ear. He doesn't mean dafka the ear. He means akol shu. That's the way you simply read. Fektem Rav Nachman. What do you mean? So l'chayr maskev Rav Nachman. V'leimelei shkil oznach v'zil. Samot de gemore. Shkil oznach v'zil. What do you mean shkil oznach? Right now the ear is on. Take your ear and go. Right at this moment the ear is on. And we have a pasuk b'Yisrael avolei b'ev kechovim. We have a pasuk that's mafkia, that if a yid has a shutfis with a goy, it's potter from b'chera. What kind of time is this? Take the ear and go. Who's giving away limbs now? We're dealing with kedushas b'chera. We have a miut in the pasuk that kedushas b'chera is not noy by shutfis ev kechovim. So Rashi seems to want to give some beer in this. So Rashi says, what does it mean shkil? So Rashi, the inami havi b'chol b'almum nitn l'kayim. What does Rashi mean with that? L'chayim, what Rashi means to say, in very few words, is that l'chol ayoyser, to the maximum, whatever the guy owns is not worse than kiman d'lesna. That's l'chayim what Rashi means to add to the sugya, which l'chayim is not poshut at all to say that. If we learn that a guy shoots for sakum paters, so it is worse than if you have nothing. It is worse. Because nothing is nothing. Garnished is garnished. It's not such a problem. If you have a bailus, that patos, it's mafkiyah b'kedushas b'chayla. But that's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says that inami, even if you're going to tell me it's a balmum, havi b'chol balmum v'nitin l'kayla. Meaning, what according to the way Rashi is learning, Rav Nachman doesn't mean to ask Rav Huna that I hold that if the goy owns the ear, it should be roi for korban. A korban, it won't be roi anyway. Because it's going to be like a balmum. But it should be roi to give to the kohen, because the bechor balmum is still mamon kohen. L'chayra, that's what Rashi means to say. Now, if that's taka what he means to say, so we have to know why is that taka not a taina? Why taka? If that svara is a svara, that it's not worse than a balmum, so why taka don't we say, listen, the goy owns a piece, it's no worse than a balmum. Not only that, let's go further. Let's say the goy owns a leg, which is really the whole svara later. If it has to be a dover, male, if it has to be something that's oisay treifa, that's something else. But l'chayra any mum, it should still be like a b'chor bal mum, and it should go to the kohen.
Are you answering achirim yakasha?
I didn't answer achirim. There's two auras here.
Rashi means to answer this kasha.
Rashi l'chayra means to say that the miut of achirim is that whatever the achirim own is not in the parasha of b'chor, but it's no worse than commander lesson. That's mistama with the way Rashi understands. That does feel Rashi moisiv zan l'chayra. L'chayra, that's what Rashi means to be moisiv. The fact that there's a miut of achirim, it's still no worse. Now the Rambam seems to hold like this l'maisa. The Rambam zokta zeh. Be'emes hashut mi'avraham. Oh, Avraham. When the Rambam brings down the halacha of the p'tur on shut v'seiv dikechavim, the Rambam says that if the goy owns even echod me'elef, if you saw the lashon of the Rambam, patras from b'chayr. And then he says, what happens if it's hoyole evel? So then, if the evel is oise balmum, then it's potter from b'chayra. If the evel wouldn't make it into a balmum, it's chayiv in b'chayra. So everybody, yes, on Rambam, we have a tool. It's the same shtender. It's already many years. The Torah of Frechte from Rambam, really the kasha that I'm asking you, the Torah yes on a Rambam, he says, number one, it's if you have shut for Zevik Yechavim, it should be part of Bukhara. Number one. And then he says, the Rambam is Oyser himself. Because the Rambam himself said that even if the Goy owns Echod Me'elef, Echod Me'elef, it's a mamish nothing. I don't understand Pshan Rambam zokte to. Harei zokte afilu hoyoloi echod me'elef. What do you need? What do you need? And the Rambam said even if you have 1,000 of the behemoth, it's higher.
Every molecule of behemoth, 1,000. He's talking about a specific area, and you can take that away.
Oh, so obviously we're going to have to try to... We still haven't... That's a good chilek. But it's not yet a mechalek. You know what I mean? It's a chilek without a mechalek. We have a chilek. We have to know what the lumdus is. You're saying good. The Briskerov got in the stencils. The Briskerov makes a distinction between a general ownership, even though it's very little, and a bailus mesuyim. But we have to know in the pasuk what you were asking before in the pasuk of Yisrael Avloi Ba'Cherim, we don't see a distinction between if the ownership of the goy is an evil mesuyim or if the ownership is not an evil mesuyim. And the problem is what makes it even more shver is that if the Rambam is learning that when the goy has, because let's take a step back, let's say that the Rambam taka holds like we said originally, like Rav Huna said in the beginning. That when Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, even if it's missing an Eva, we said, what's Pshat in that Kasha? Pshat in that Kasha is that whatever the Goy owns, we look at it like that's not there. Okay? If that's Taka the Pshat in the Rambam, then we would have a Shtikl of Pshat in the Rambam, right? Now it's like the Eva is not there. So if the Eva makes it into a Balmum, you have a problem. If the Eva doesn't make it, here's the question mark. But if the Eva makes it into Balmum, it's okay. What do you mean? If the Eva makes it a Balmum, if the Rambam is learning, because right now we have two approaches, let's make it push it. We have two approaches how to learn the Bailus of a Goy pattering from Bechara. Let's look at it this way, this will be the easiest way to understand. We have two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, the bialus of a goy is not a chisochin. It's just not a maila. The bialus of a goy is zero. The bialus of a goy can't create chiv, and it doesn't take away chiv. That would be a very glatta way to learn. And the maila, we give the animal an inspection. If the Yisrael owns a generic, if the Akum owns a generic bialus here, so the behemoth is terminally ill. Because the behemoth is missing terminally, within the whole behemoth, the behemoth is missing that bialus that the goy has. So the behemoth is walking around with a terminal illness. Right? Mashen came if the goy owns an avel. So now it's an amputee. It's not a terminal illness. Leolenu, on the way here, somebody in my shul called me that they have a parent in the hospital, amputation shy lift. Mechuyiv to do, not mechuyiv to do. An amputee is an amputee. We look at it like the aver is not there. The aver is cut off. That's all. So the problem I have is, if that's the way the Rambam learns, then he should have also paskin that even if the aver makes it into Balmum, you should give it to the Kohen. Like every Balmum. You follow? Right. If the Rambam is going with the Lomdus, that even if that we don't look at the bialus of the goy as a hafkor, rather we just look at the bialus of the goy as kemandalasnu. So then the Rambam would be very gishmak. Why there's a difference if there is a moon, if there's not a moon? But the difference should only be qualified by whether you bring it for a carbon or not. If the goy owns something which doesn't make it into Balmum, it should even be Roy Lekobim. And if the goy owns something which makes it into Balmum, it's not Roy Lekobim. Either way, the address of this animal is to the Kohen. Either you're going to give the Kohen an amputee, but the address is the Kohen. If it's less than a Mum, then it'll even make it onto the Mizbeach. If it's more than a Mum, it won't make it. But this is, it doesn't, it's the gate nish. The Mamar Shecha doesn't work. L'chayr Mamar Shecha doesn't work. So this is a kasha, many of the G'dayli Achroinim schwitz on this problem, to try to make sense from Rambam, what's pshat in the Rambam. But the Emes says this Nakuda is also going to answer many other kashas. Rav Eliashiv Zalzayin Gezunt, in his Zohoris and B'cheres, he has a kasha which also many of the Achroinim are bothered by. This whole giving over of the Uber, the Mishnah brings down, if the Uber is owned by the Goy, so the Mishnah says, even if the Goy has the partial bialus in the Uber, which we'll get to, but if the Goy owns the Uber, so the halacha is that it's potum and abachayim, whether the Goy owns the bialus in the Uber, or the so kasha is, how does the Goy own the bialus in the Uber? It's a dovah shalei b'leilam. Huh? You can't be makna Uber. Well, l'choyre, Zokta Avol Yashiv, l'choyre, harei Uber avi dovah shalei b'leilam, Ve'ein odo makne dovo shaloi boli oilam. You can't be makne a dovo.
Why can't it, if it, the obis exists right now, why can't he sell it?
So what?
Why can't it, if I have a
the Uber is a dovo shaloi boli oilam.
No, it's not boli oilam. It's a physical thing.
Again, let's read the halach. Ha Uber havi dovo shaloi boli oilam. Ve'ein odo makne dovo shaloi boli oilam. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Tess and Chayshim Mishpat. Ein Adam Makne Dovor Shaloi Balielam Ketzad. Misha Oimer. Masha Tele Perosi Oshifchosi Mochaloch Oinosan Loch. Afilu Hoysa Haporo Yashifcha Muberes. Loi Kono Klum. Sold the Uber. Oh! Comes the Nesivus, Baruch Hashem, we have a Gvalda Goyelam here. Comes the Nesivus, and he says that there's a difference. If you sell the Uber, this is all totally in a Machlekes Rishonim in Kiddushim. Somebody goes to a Meretach, you have to start with Shidduchim early, especially today there's a Shidduch crisis. So the Gemara in Kiddushim brings down how you could be Makadish and Uber be Meisho. That's the best. I mean, there's no problems there. There's the personality, no problem. There's no problem with the looks. It's gewaldic. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Kiddushin, the Mishnah says it's Einu Mekudeshes. Then there's a Gilse. If Im Hoysa Ubro Nikeres, is Mekudeshes. If it's Hukar Ubro, then it's a good Kiddush. And that's Taka the Rambam Paskins. that if it's sukkah luber, it's a good kedushin. And there's a big shaila that Ktsois brings down from Machnechayim the steer and Rambam. Because the Rambam paskins if you sell somebody an uber, loikono. And the Rambam doesn't make any distinction if you say Masha Teleid, or you sell it now. It says you're in a uber as a double shaloi b'leilam. And by kedushin, the Rambam paskins that it's yet double shaloi b'leilam. So the Nesivus wants to say that if you have a uber that's in the womb, even if it's sukkah ubra, it is partially boilum. Even though it's not neilav yet, it's partially boilum. So if you sell it in it, like you said, if you sell it in its current state, and you say, forget what happens. Could be if it gives birth to a stillborn, it's also yours. I'm selling you whatever's now in the womb here. Zok to Nesivus that would work. Machlokes ha-poiskim, whether that works or not. And this is the tumult between the Nesivus and the Ktsois and the Machni Chayim, if an Uber, there are many Rishonim in Kiddushin, that Paskin, that Kiddushin and Uber don't work, even if it's Sukkah Uber.
Yeah,
and even if you say, I'm being Makadish to Uber right now, it still doesn't work. And they say, the Rashi Paul says, why not? Because it's Kibbehema. It's Kibbehem, no, just like you can't sell an Uber, be made Behema.
So,
the Rashba says Beferish. If you mock an Uber in a Behema, it doesn't work. And that's what the Ktsois is going on. The Ktsois is assuming that the Rambam holds like the Rashba, and that's why he has the Stira. Answers the Nesivus, no. Really, the Ktsois, the Rambam holds that you could sell an Uber in its current state. You could sell an Uber. Actually, Revel Yashiv learns Fakert. Revel Yashiv learns here that Zokter Ramov im Yakne Luber Chay the Oilum looked up to Ma'am Kemis. Because the Ramov over there says Beferish, that if you Makne the Uber, it doesn't work. The Ramov says, Vim Yakne Luber Chay let Puber, Ein Hakinyin Chal, Lefi Shau Dover Shaloi Bali Oilum. The Ramov says the only Eitzah to learn our Mishnah, so is the Ramov. The Ramov says the only, is to learn that you're being Makne Pora Luberha. That means the Ramah doesn't seem to hold like the Nesivus' aid in Choshen Mishpat. Because the Ramah says, if you want a mafkir the Kedusha, you can't sell the Uber, you have no choice, you're stuck. Because the Uber, the Radova Shalai Balim, the only aid to there is, Yakne Ho'aim Le'ubra. So Revel Yashiv has a whole arichas, whether this would even work, Makne Aim, if that would be called a Kinyan Aguf, and he struggles with this Shail. So assuming that you could mamish sell an Uber, right? Like the Nesivus, then we don't have such a problem. But if you hold that the Uber is a double shot, now by Ishus Grada, there's a Maila and a Chisoran. There's a reason why by Ishus it should work, and there's a reason by Ishus why it shouldn't work. And I'll tell you why. The reason why it should work by Kiddushin more so than anywhere else is because there's a famous Ran in the Dorim Daf Lamed, where the Ran says that there's a din of kiyikach v'loy kisikach. So when you makadish a woman, the halacha is you have to do the maisa, not the woman. In fact, the place can bring down, the woman shouldn't even move her finger. When I'm aside of kiddushin, I always tell the kala, because the kala has a jerk forward, you know, which is good, it's a good tesimin, it means she's sefidin with the chosin. She wants the kiddushin. But the problem is when she sticks her finger in the ring, it's a problem of kiyikach v'loy kisikach, of sticking the finger directly into the ring. So the Ran in the Dorim says, how could she have das makne? Kiyikach v'loy kisikach. So the Ran says it's kehefka. The Ran says that the isha is not, she's makne herself l'bailo. Ela mishavye nafsho kehefka. Azoi zok the Ran, she makes herself like hefka, she's mesalek herself, she allows the baal to be koina. If that's the way the lundus works like the Ran, so there is a shtickle later because there's a Ran in Ksubis, in the beginning of Perek HaKosev, and the Ran over there is Machadish, that there's something called a Kinyan, and there's something called Siluk. Over there, the Mishnah says in Ksubis that a person could say, Dinu Dvorim Ein Li B'Nechsayich. A person could tell a woman, I'm being Mesalik from your money. The Halacha is, you can't be Mesalik from a Dover. There it's the opposite. You can't be Mesalik from a Dover Shehu Ba'olam. If you go to your own property, right, and you say, Dinu Dvorim in this house, it doesn't work. You need to be mafkilet, you need to be mafkilet, you can't be mesalik. On the other hand, if you mesalik yourself from a dovel shaloi boli olam, it also doesn't work because it's not here. So the Ran in Ksuba says, it has to be, you have a miktsa shaychus. And the Ram says that's why the Gemara of the Inksuba says, Koisiv lo bo'id arusa. Because the halacha is the husband doesn't get his wife's nechasim until after nisuin. But he already has a right to do nisuin. So the Ram says that's when you could be misalik. Misalik before erisin and tzedovah shaloi b'leyelam. If you're misalik after nisuin, it's too late. It's already yours. In between, you could. So according to that, you could say that by kiddushin, where all the woman has to do, all the father has to do mitzvah the ish siluk. So for that, all you need is mitzvah shayches. That would be another way to be measured. The problem, the other way is that you have a Rav Chaim and Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Chaim and Rav Shimon Shkop both say that by an isha there's a bigger problem because by kiddushay isha you need ishus. And therefore, since it's state of an uber, so Rav Chaim says that there's no state of ishus. And that's how he explains why the Rambam says that after the girl is born, choyzer u'mekadzo, shelo yei kiddushin shel doifi. That's the lashon of the Rambam. It shouldn't be kiddushin shel doifi. So Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon Shkop both learn that that's the problem. Notice there's a svara why the kiddushin is easier, a svara why kiddushin is hard. But anyway, it's an indisputable issue that some achroinim hold. You could be koine. Some achroinim hold. You could be koine and uber. Some achroinim hold. You can't be koine and uber. Either way, they're both going to have to be able to learn our sugya, which seems to say that there is a kinyan to an uber. So everybody's going to have to learn our sugya. See, either you have, I mean, the Hamor's Eitze is that you're being koine porol ubra. So it's koine porol ubra means, even though you're only koine the uber, but you're getting a schus in the behema for the uber. It's not just you're being koine the uber as an independent entity. You're being koine the uber as a piece of the mother. Then it works according to the Ramo. So according to the Ramo, anytime it says you're koine an uber, it's hinged onto the bio, onto the aim.
One second. I have a question. What's the difference? Think for a second before I think of the difference. I could be kind of a piece of the. I could be kind of the leg of the behemoth. I could make a kinyan on that. I could be kind of the ear of the behemoth. So if you hold that ube is yerachimai, why can't it be kind of ube? It's just like I could be kind of any other part of the behemoth. How does it? How do you better? What are you making it better by saying I'm kind of the ube? The para for part of it. I could always, if it's part of it, so I should be able to claim it now. Just like I could claim any, you can back in any part of it. There's no difference. It's just words. What is the difference in sparring? I can make a kinyan on the leg. I can make a kinyan on the hand. So if this is part of the para, so why can't I make a kinyan on it? Why is it different than any other part of the
para? It's a chus in the para, not a piece of the
para. No. He's asking.
He's asking
why. He's not asking why is an Uber a dover shalei b'le'elam? It's bo'elam. An Uber is bo'elam. It should be called bo'elam. But this is the issue of how we view an Uber. Do we view an Uber as a separate entity, or we don't view the Uber as a separate entity? If we view the Uber as a separate entity, that's not yet born. Then it's a dover shalei b'le'elam. If we don't view the Uber as a separate entity, you're saying if the Uber is viewed as a piece of meat of the mother, then there should be no difference. The other issue is that the...
Why is what
a dover? Very simple. It's very simple why it's a dover shalei
b'le'elam. Because there's no isha.
Why is a dover shalei... I think that there's a basic lack of understanding, even though this is not really what I want to talk on, but it's kedai. You have to understand what is the problem with every dover shaloi b'li olam. Dover shaloi b'li olam is one of the most difficult things to understand. There's a big machloikis we showing him why dover shaloi b'li olam doesn't work. Why can't he be machloikis? And it very much impacts the discussion that we're having right here. If the Tashbates learns that the reason why you can't be makle dover shaloi b'li olam is because there's nothing for the kinyan to be chow on. Okay? It's like you're making a kinyan on nothing. Just like you can't be kind of dover shaloi b'li mamish, you can't be kind of dover shaloi b'li olam. But I will tell you that the Tashbates is an isolated view. Okay? But that's the Tashbates view. In Bava Basra, the end of Bava Basra, and the Tshuva Sorosh, and the Orachayim HaKadosh and Parshas Toldos coming up, all learn not like that. But that's the way he learns, okay? Now, if you learn, let's just get this straight. If you learn the problem of dover shaloi b'li olam is a problem that it's not here, then what several of you are saying, Well, the Uber is here. It's physically, it's here. It's, you could take an X-ray. It's here. There's something for the king to be chal on scientifically. There's something for the king to be chal. That's a very good argument. It's very elementary and good. Elementary doesn't mean bad. It's a solid elementary argument. However, if you learn that the reason why a dover shaloi b'leyelam doesn't work is because of chesaron gemiras das, which means that when the person goes and says, "I'm going to sell you this," a person only has das to sell something which he feels and understands what he sees what he's selling. I'll say to himself, one second, says the Rosh in his tshuvas that if somebody goes and he makes a shvua and he says, "I swear I'm going to sell it," then it works even on Dovah Shalabelim, because the Shavua takes care of the fact that there's no Gemiras Das. That means, according to the Rosh, there's not a mechanical disconnect from the Maisa Kinyan, because there's nothing for the Kinyan to be Chal. If there would be, you could make a Shavua from Heinke's Molden on 10 Sifre Tere, but there's nothing for the Kinyan to be Chal on. But if the Rosh is learning, it's a Chsar and a Gemiras Das. The Gemara Bava Basra says, "Daitir Shalodim Choyveit Sol Benoi." You could be mocked even a Dovah Shalai Baliyam. So there's many Sugis Hashas that are mashed. Now, if you learn that the Chsorin and the Dovah Shalai Baliyam is that the seller doesn't have in mind to sell something that's not fully here, so when he has a tree and the orange didn't yet come out, so even though he says, "I'm selling you that orange," yes, but he doesn't really have Gemir Stas. When the orange will come out, he doesn't really mean it. He doesn't really mean it. Even though he's making the Kinyan today, if he would swear to you, it would work. The orange is not here. In fact, the Rachaim says that's why Yaakov made Esav swear on the Bechera. What does he make Esav swearing? He made Esav swear because the Ktzais brings down from the Rivosh and Kufayin Ches that the Bechera is a Dover Shalai Baliyel. So how did the Mechira work? So the Rachaim says he made a Shvua. By making a Shvua, according to Rosh, it became a Dover Shiyesh Nebel. That's how he lives. But anyway, we're getting off topic. All I'm telling you is that if you hold that the Chesor and Dover Shalai Baliyel is Gemiras Das, then the argument could definitely be made, at least I hold that way. Everybody could have their own opinion. I hold that then the argument can be made that if I sell you the Uber of my behemah, I don't really have Gemiras Das. Just like when I tell you I'm selling you the orange of my tree, Chazal or Mishayer, that I didn't really have Gemiras Das because I didn't see the orange. So even though I said I'm going to sell you the orange, and I know what oranges look like, and I've produced and I have a farm and I have thousands of oranges a year. But each orange, to sell it before it's here, Chazal said it wasn't coming. So a person could say, if I'm selling you an Uber, and I can't see the Uber now, and I can't... So there's the Chazal of Dovah Shalai Baliyel. The argument could be made. But the bottom line is, what I'm trying to get to is, even if you hold that you can't be mocking an Uber, because that's really what I'm trying to get to. Let's say you can't be mocking an Uber. And I'll tell you beyond this. One of the examples in our Mishnah is Makabel. Makabel, I don't know how many of you were bothered by this, but Makabel is completely a plea. Because Makabel is a case where the way Rashi and Abeinu Gershon explain in the Shittim Gubetzes, Makabel means, I'm Makabel the mother, I'm a shomer on the mother, and then, b'schar that I take care of it, we split the vlodas. Right? So the Ma'or HaKadosh asks, he says, I don't understand. So what happens is like this. The Yisrael gives the guy a behemah. Okay. So on the mother, there's no shayla. All he is on the mother is a shomer. Right? The guy is nothing more than a shomer on the mother. Now they split the vlad. Fek the Mor HaKadosh, he says, I don't understand. So now if the Yisrael got the Bechor, right? That's what we're talking about. The Yisrael got the Bechor. He says, so why is the Potter from Bechor? The mother belongs to the Yisrael. And the Bechor belongs to the Yisrael. You follow?
They split everything.
No, they don't split the end. I take one and you take one. So I take the Bechor.
It's like he really had a part of everything. He had his third.
But the end result is I took the Bechor and you took that.
No, but the guy had the right to take
it. Oh, so what the guy had was a right that was never sustained. It was a right that was there. It's even a bigger chiddush. See, he asks, how could that pater from Bechor?
Why is
that
like
now you'll see in the Rambam actually seems to learn that Makabel is a different pasuk than the regular case of Shutfas Akum. But the Rambam brings a different pasuk. By Shutfas he brings one pasuk, and by this he brings another. So he has a kasha like this. He says, I don't understand, he says. Harabam kosa damakabu behemim and anochi lewis metapobo. The avlodo is peinehem. He says, harelu ptumra bechora. Shenemar peta rechem bivne Yisrael at sheikomi Yisrael. So he says, he doesn't understand, he says. Baloch azu shemekabu min anochi hevi harambam ptumra bechora. He says, in lechora he says, ayim barabenu gershem. Shemekabu min akum lishmo chamoiroi. You're watching the animal. Half the Ubers are yours, and half the Ubers are mine. Now I took the Bechor. So the Yisrael owns the mother, and he took the Bechor. He says, Mavur b'dvorov sha Yisrael mekabu b'ema akum yesh lo din shoymer ala, v'im kein gam akum yesh lo din shoymer ala. He says, v'im kein, kishi Yisrael noisein b'hema l'nochri, amana she yechalku b'vlodois, ha b'hemi sho Yisrael agamri. The mother belongs to the Jew. He says, if Israel God belongs to Israel, that the guy could have, even though the division didn't work like that. I don't want to go into Breger now, because the Rital Ghazi talks about Breger. But let's leave it. This alone, Zchus, Sheyesh, Wa'akum, B'pchol, Zer, Maspik, Lafkiya, B'choyel. That's enough. So, again, here there's no Bibles at all. This is going to make the question of Dovah Shalei Balelim also, we'll see, much weaker. So I want to go again, let's go to our source. The source that we're debating here is, what is the ptur of a goy? Is it the fact that what the goy owns is potter from bechor? So it's like it's lacking the energy to give it to kedusha, or is what the goy owns a hafkor? What the goy owns is mafkia. It uproots the kedusha from the bayim. So I want to tell you a very fascinating shaila, which you won't see in the mesichta itself, but it's a tosefta. And it's a Shagas Aryeh in Rosh Hashanah. And this is a very, very big tumor. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky has a discussion in the Chazon Yecheskel. What would be the halacha with Hefker? Because this is very much going to affect what we are discussing. What's the halacha if you have a behemoth that belongs to Hefker? Behemoth belongs to Hefker. So nobody has a Bible on it. So there is no Goy, there's no Yisrael. It's Hefker. And the Beim is a Mazel Tov, the Beim has a Bechor. The Beim is Hefker. You pick up the Bechor. What's the halacha with that Bechor? So, whatever you're going to say is going to get you into trouble, but it's going to get you involved now. Now you're getting involved. Because if we're going to say that a Beim has Hefker, right, is potter from Bechor, that means, in other words, that when a goy, even if a goy's ownership would be just like Hefka, it would also be potter. You need positive force to create Kedusha's Bechor. Right? So then it would come out that when a goy owns something, just the fact that a Jew's not owning that, the fact that there is no Bayus Yisrael to create the Kedusha's Bechor. So if you saw the Shagas Aryeh in the Turei Evan, I think we put it onto the Mount Mekremis. He actually says, there's only a couple of Masechtas. Wanted to get to learn a little bit. He said, Daf Yud Gimel. So you just got to look, Daf Yud Gimel. A couple of Masechtas aren't a big deal. Okay. So he says here like this. Zokte Shagas Aryeh says as follows. V'nir Ali, he says, the Hode Memayet Shutfes Nochim Na Bechoyro, shall Hefker vaday chayim b'b'chur. He says, Hefker is chayim b'b'chur. So this is the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh is saying that he holds that if you found a behemah in the street that was born from a behemah's Hefker, there's a din b'chur on it. You got to give it to the Kohen. He says, why? Mid'omar gabiromi baroche. The blot that we had yesterday, right? With the sugya we learned yesterday, 2 days ago already. He says, havi maknu udnayu l'nochri. He says, why was he marked? Why do you have to be marked? The Torah says, "Loma yafkidei umemeli yiptur min abechoyra." So comes the Shah Gazali, and he says, why do you have to be makna to a goy? He could have done easier. Just be mafkirit. And the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that option, and he didn't think of that option, that's the main raya that the Shah Gazali has.
Mafkir the year?
We'll get to this. Well, it could be mafkir. You can't be wrong. But that's why he's up the Shah Gazali. Should be mafkir the year. So why do you have to sell the year to a goy? Be mafkir the haraya that Efker is still chayv in Bechor. That's his fine. Which is a tremendous chiddush. Then it would come out, if we learn that way, then when we reanalyze Akum, clearly we have to learn that Akum is not just not chayiv, because not chayiv is not better, not worse than Hefkel, right? Then we have to say that Akum is more of a hafkor. If you learn that, so this is very much, now Lamaisa, the Tosefta here, says not like that. The Tosefta in Becheres, Perek Beis, says like this, Behemas Hamidbo, Ubehemas Hegdish, Ubehemas Hagel Shemesa in Loyoshim, Pturom in Abachoyra. Comes a Pratskal Abramsky, and he says, Beferish at Tesefta. Tesefta says, Claw, that a Behemas Hefka is Potter from Bechoyra. And they stay Claw. Puts together Behemas Hefka with Behemas Hegdish, with Behemas Hagel Shemes, Pturom in Abachoyra, all in Potter from Abachoyra.
The Shagasai is talking when he's
mafka
the behemah. He has bias to the
bechor,
and then he's
mafka. No, he's saying in general, hefker is part of a bechor, because otherwise you'd be mafka before, not be mafka, but be mafka before. That's the Shagasai's kasha. Before the animal becomes pregnant, just like Moi Barochel did, they could just be mafka in advance. That's his kasha. Not the uber. The mother at that stage, that's what we're talking about. So be mafkir, that's the Shagas Aryas Kash.
But the mother can't get back
later. Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't want them. He wants the animal. I'll give it up.
So that's all part of the Shaila. Maybe that's just the ear.
Just the ear.
Yeah. Hashbis the Shagas Aryas means just be mafkir the ear. The whole behemoth is the Shkinkash. He wants the behemoth. But let him be mafkir the ear. Okay. So grab the. So Rabbi Aaron deals with this shayla, the Shagazari. Mishnah Sobaron over here on the spot, he deals with this Shagazari. Ulufize, he says, Hatu Eben Kosa Barosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. He says, the hefker ain't a potum in Abachoyer, the hefker potum in Abachoyer, hoyle Rav Mori, la hafkir hoizen. Hare pshitale, the din the kol bechol, the gabi kol apturim, the im yafkir eiver echot, hare midin hefker y potum mikulo. So Rabbi Aaron is saying, you see clearly, that the Shagasari holds if you'd be mafkir the ear, the whole animal will be potum from Bechoyer. Because otherwise Shagasari hot nishkin kasha. Like you said, he wants the behemoth. So Shagasari's kasha is be mafka the ear. So you see that the Shagasari held that if there would be a ptur hefka and you would be mafka the ear, then the whole animal would become potter from bechor. Otherwise,
this is the flag you're talking about.
No. This is the aim.
The aim doesn't.
But the point is the ptur that the ptur that you have from one aver would automatically translate to the rest of the behemah. Ki'ilu, the whole behemah. The whole mother would be hefka. Kiilu, the whole mother would be hefka. That's the point of. That's what Byron is saying. He's saying that if the Shagas Aryeh would hold that by the Ptur Hefka, it's limited to the ear, then he wouldn't have a kasha. But the Shagas Aryeh is saying that the Rabbi Byron is saying that the Shagas Aryeh holds that just like Akum, if Akum, the bilus on the ear would affect the rest of the behemoth, which by the way we hold the Maisa, we apply the ptur of the mother to the vlad, just like the ear would make a difference on the vlad, it makes a difference by the mother. That's how we paskin, that's the maskonah. The Yireim, in over here in the Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei, the Yireim actually comes out that no, that on the mother, if you taka just on the ear, it won't pater. And on the vlad, it would. He makes a distinction. But our sugya comes out, there wouldn't be a difference. So the Shagasari is Rabbi Aaron is just saying that you see clearly from the Shagasari that the Ptur Hefker and the Ptur Goy is the same.
would be the same. The Shaka Sai holds there is no Ptur Hefker. But if there would be a Ptur Hefker, then Hefker and Goy would be the same. So obviously, if we make a distinction between the Ptur Hefker and the Ptur Goy, then we'll be in much better shape, obviously. We won't have the Shaka Sai's problem altogether. Because the whole Shaka Sai's problem is bonally on the fact that he's assuming that if the ear would be Hefker, you'd have the same amount. Now, there are issues with making an ear Hefker. Shaka Sai obviously was you could. So to go and debate this, I can tell you there's a tremendous tumult here. If Shemeshkop and others get involved, could you be mafker in ear? He says, you know, he holds he can't be mafker in ear. No, so what? But the ear is hefker. So he says like this. If Shemeshkop says, he says, you saved in hefker sheye shovel akhoel sheyuchlu kulam lishtamish pekolesu begol shor bechefetz hazeh. The definition of hefker is that everybody can take it. And so long that there's restrictions, they can't get to it. I mean, you can't get to the ear without getting to the behemoth. So since people can't get, I can't. The point of Shimon and Shkop is you can't make something technically hefker. Hefker is a practical thing. Practical means anybody wants to take it. If you can't have everybody go get it, it's not hefker. But again, this is a lomdish shaila. It may depend also on how you learn hefker, which is a machlekes rishonim, how to learn the lomdus of hefker. And surely we are not even in the madrege to discuss the lomdus of the shaka sai. Shaka sai holds you could be mafker in here. I'm not going to debate this issue. I'm telling you, there is a debate, but I'm not going to debate this issue. We'll assume you could be mafker the ear. The question is, what would be the difference between the ptur hefker and the ptur akum? So I want to tell you that this is, I think, the yisoy that we began with, which is, when we deal with the ptur akum, there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the bilus of the goy is mafkia. The other possibility is that the bilus of the goy is just not a machayev, right? Which seems to be the way Rashi was talking on Dav Gimel. And that was what Rav Nachman was tining to Rav Huna, that who cares, just take the aver, it's no worse than a balmum, meaning it doesn't really, it doesn't patter. It's just command the lesson. If we're going to learn like the Tosef, which l'chayr we should. The Tosefta is telling us that you need bilus of Yisrael to activate an obligation. So l'chayr it's pashut that bilus of a goy, it can't be mechayev. It can't generate chiv because it's no worse than hefker. It can absolutely not generate obligation. The question is, does it generate ptur or does it just not generate chiv? That's really the issue. Does it just not? And the Rambam seems to be saying it just doesn't generate obligation. And that's why the Rambam says just cut it off. If this is a Eved, I wouldn't make it into a Balmum. Cut it off. Let's look at it like it's Kaman Delesnu. But then again, we had the problem. Then what does he gain? And even if it does make it into a Mum, it still goes to the Kohen if all you're doing is cutting it off.
Doesn't it say Acherim? The Torah is Acherim.
Yes.
And Hefker is not Acherim.
So that's the question. Does Acherim mean that you have to realize a goy is better than hefker, really, in a way. Why is a goy better than hefker? Because a goy has a bilus that normally could trigger kedusha. A goy could be makdish. It could be makdish. So it's a bigger chiddush be'etzem to say by a goy. It could be that hefker and goy work with the same lomdus. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's no stira between that. You see, so whenever we deal with kedushas b'chayra, the way we have to look at it is like this. There are two ways to look at Kedushas Bechayra. The Gemara throughout Shas called Kedushas Bechayra Kedusha Habor Me'elov. That's what Chazal called the Kedusha all over. Yet we find that the Gemara in the Durham calls Bechor a Dover Hanodur. And the Gemara brings down because it's a mitzvah lahakdisha. Now that's a very complicated sugi at the end of the first parak in the Durham. For those of you that have some time, it will be worthwhile to see Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Shir on that Gemara. On Bechor Mitzvah Lagdisha. He mamish comes with a pshat that he's the first one to mamish enlighten the sugya. Because it's still a plea to the whole Gemara. What do you mean? What do you mean Mitzvah Lagdisha? It has Kedusha. What are you doing exactly? So he has a fascinating pshat in what the Mitzvah Lagdisha is by Bechor. But I'll kupon him, Bechor we call throughout Shas a Kedusha HaBomei'elov. But we could still say that the Kedusha HaBomei'elov doesn't mean that it's not associated with a Bar Chiyuva. It comes by itself, but it only comes after there's an ownership that triggers the chiyuv. In other words, I own it, I have a mitzvah of bechayra. By me having the mitzvah of bechayra and my cattle, or bechor adam is the same thing. It's the mitzvah. And once the mitzvah is here, then the mitzvah triggers the kedusha abon yelov. But there has to be a pre-existing mitzvah. And that's the reason why hefker, there's no kedusha bechayra. Even though it's a kedusha abon yelov, yes. But there has to be the mitzvah of bechayra in order to trigger the obligation of bechayra. In order to trigger the, not just obligation, the mitzvah of it. We're going to have a sugya later on daf memtes on the beis. It starts on the aleph, it goes to the beis. We're going to have there a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If somebody does pidyon b'chor adam, he redeems a pidyon aben. He makes a pidyon aben in advance before the kid is shloishim yet. Rav the marshal has a tshuva on this inyan. If a pidyon aben comes out on Shabbos, the minig is that we do it on Sunday. When you have a pidyon aben on Shabbos, if the 31st day comes out on Shabbos, right, which is the 30th full day, you have to wait 30 full days from the later. If it comes out on Shabbos, we do it on Sunday. The Marshal held that you could do the pidyon aben on Friday, that it should be chal on Shabbos. On this, there's a phenomenal Reb Kiva Egel, where Reb Kiva Egel analyzes what's the Isser Kinyan b'Shabbos. Is it the Maisa Kinyan that's also on Shabbos, or is it the Chalois Kinyan? So Goinish Tshuva there, Reb Kiva Egel brings rise from the Yerushalmi and Yuma by Yeshus Kohen Godel. It's a phenomenal sugya. As to what is it? It's Negev is Malenu too, because if you put in a bid, let's say in an auction, and you're gonna win the bid on a certain time, but you really did all the activation in advance, how does this work? I got very involved in these shilas with options and stock options. Now I have a Talmud who's in energy, where you can have with it, you could do everything in advance, but the actual Chalois Kinyan is happening on Shabbos for Yom Tov. So this is a big mevucha. The Marshal holds that you can make such a thing. You can make a Kinyan in advance, and that the pidyon aben and the pidyon aben should be chal on Shabbos. The Shach says that even if you hold like the Marshal, you shouldn't do it, because when are you going to make the bracha? You can't make the bracha by the Maisa. There's no mitzvah yet. When are you going to do the bracha? So he says that the Shach says that's another reason not to do like the Marshal. But anyway, that's the Marshal. Now, the Gemara there discusses if you redeem a bechor before 30 days, then it's achlu hamoris. If the money already was used up, whether the pidyon works or not. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara there says a phenomenal thing. The Gemara says, "V'afal gav de kaimelon." We have a bechor. "Afal gav de kaimelon." Even though we passed him throughout Shas, machloikis Ravu Shmuel, halacha kerav beisuri ukeshmuel bedini. So the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. The Gemara says here like this. "V'afal gav de kaimelon de rohecha de pligi Ravu Shmuel." Hilchas kerav beisur yukishmu bedini, hocha hilchas kavosei bishmu. So what the Gemara is saying here, which seems to contradict much of what we learned in the Masechta, is that pidyon aben is isur, because the Gemara says, "Afagav the kaimel rabu shmu halacha kerav beisur shmu bedini, hocha hilchas kishmu." This is a yotzei min haklal. So the Gital Gazi over here on the spot, and the Shach and Shinhei, they all ask, "What do you mean? This is dini. Pidyon aben is din. Not only is pidyon aben din, we throughout the mesichta from the beginning until the end, we have all the dinim of amotzi mechavel of araya. If you have a sofik, if the bas came first, if the ben came first.
But there's also kabbonis. It's kachim. Right. Bechor also has
even kachim. Before we get to kachim, over here we're dealing with bechor adam. You're not shechting him unless it's hakeda. You're not shechting him." They were dealing with Adam. Gravi, you should know what you're saying is not so far-fetched. You see, Imlav Devim and Menevim, the Sipunu, in Parshas Boy, by Kedushas Bechorah, he says that every Bechor Adam, listen to this, every Bechor Adam has Kedusha. He says, and you have to redeem him, Kedei Shei Mutur Ba'avoidah. Can you imagine? Klei Chemde, in Bamidbar, he brings down that Sipunu, he says, it's a Pella. He says, how could a Bechor have more Kedusha than a Koyin? A Koyin is Mutur Ba'avoidah. It is a din the kiddushta. You should give him covet. There's no issa giz of avoyda with a kohen. He says, "How could you say such a thing?" That's the klechem discussion. We're going to have a gemara daf test that says klor that bechor adam is mutar b'ano. But the sipurna says like you. So I learned differently. I learned the sipurna was going in bechor mitzrayim and ladoris it's mutar b'ano. But the question is a gavaldiga question. I learned that a kohen, the reason why it will be why a bechor yisur will be also b'ano is because it's koydim pidyon. See, a kohen, since there's no din to be paid to him, that also b'avoda. But here, because it's Koidim pidgin, since there's an obligation to do a pidgin, and you don't do it, like we find by Chodesh, the Yerushalmi and Chala learns, the issue of eating the new grain is not only because this is an issue Chodesh. It's because it's Koidim Oimer. In other words, since there's a Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a fascinating tshuva he wrote on Tfilas Kalim. He holds the Isser Tfilas Kalim is not because there's an Isser on the Kli. He learns the Isser Tfilas Kalim is because it's before Mitzvah's Tfilah. Meaning it's not that there's an Isser to use the Kli. But Shlomo Zalman learns there's a Mitzvah of Tfilas Kalim. You can't use it because you have a Mitzvah. Nafkamina la'alocha would be loyal leinu, somebody's an oinen. He's potem in a mitzvah, but he's chayv and he's sugim. Rav Shlomo Zalman says an oinen could use a kli koidim tefillah. Could you imagine? Now I brought a raya to this Rav Shlomo Zalman from Ramo, because the Ramo brings down if a Yisrael and a goy buy a keli bishul tefillah, you don't have to table the kli. So the Beis Meir says why not? The Beis Meir says because what are you going to do? You're going to table it. And then it's going to go right back to the tumah again because of the chelik of the goy. So Yisrael stuck. He can't really get rid of the tumah sakum. So the Velt asks on the Beis Meir, what do you mean? So it should be also to use the kli. But if you learn like Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's kivaldik. The issue to use the kli is al koidim tefillah. If there's no way to do tefillah, there's no issue to use the kli. But that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. There's many rayas to this Rav Shlomo. That's his Yisrael. So the emes is by Bechor Adam, once there's a mitzvah of pidyon, then there's more of a tzad to aser than a kohen that where there's no mitzvah of pidyon. Al kol ponim. When we come to this inyan over here, we could say very simple. We could say like this: you need the bialus of the Yisrael to trigger the mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara holds that pidyon aben is called iser, because the mitzvah is what triggers the moment. It's not stam a momentistic thing. It's a mitzvah. Yes, the ramifications are that there's momentous. But it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of pidyon aben is a mitzvah. And that mitzvah triggers the moment. You could say like this, if that's the case, hefker is potter and a goy is potter. And hefker is potter because there's no mitzvah of kadeshli. If there's no mitzvah to be makdish to, that's why the Tosefta Paskins, potter. Ger shemeis, there's no yarshim, potter. Because b'chorah doesn't come by itself. There's a mitzvah. The mitzvah triggers the kedusha abo me'elov. A goy is different. A goy, on top of that, there's avoloi b'acherim. A goy is also a mafkia. A goy not only doesn't generate obligation, that we wouldn't need a posuk for. The fact that there's a posuk by a goy means that a goy is level two. Level one is you need bialus Yisrael to generate, to activate the chiyav b'chol, the kedushas b'chol. The chiyav b'chol, which is the directly affects the Kedushas Bechol. By Hefker, you don't have that, and by a goy, you don't have that. By the fact that the Torah came and said that a goy is also part of a Bechor, it means the Torah was being Mechadish, there's something more. A goy is not only not Chayiv in Bechor, a goy rejects the Kedusha. What's an Afkamina? There's a Baron Kotler right over here in the beginning of Bechoris. He says, venerally, the shut v'zadik echovim mismayet afilu kishayesh lo yirak miut. The Gemara says over here that in Svara you'd go after a roiv. So when we're dealing with activating the obligation to activate the chiv, once there's a roiv bailus of a Yisrael, there's enough to activate the obligation. And therefore I want to tell you simple. That's the answer to Shabbos Aliyah's kasha. Because if you just be mafka the air, even if the air will be hefker, so what? I have enough mass to activate the chiyav of b'chayla. There is no hafkor. Hefker is not a hafkor. Hefker is just naked. Hefker has no obligation. But if I would go by roiv, just like the Gemara says that you would do by b'chayla, you would do that way. You'd go by roiv. If there's a roiv ownership, that would be enough to trigger the obligation, which in turn will trigger the Kedushas Bechayra, and that's why out of Brisa, the Tosefta fits with our sugya. Mori didn't have an Eitzah to be Mafka the ear, to be Mafka most of the Behemoth, like you said, he didn't want to do that. He wasn't ready to do that. He was ready to give up on the ear. The ear you can only give up by selling it, by being Mafka it, because selling it will give the guy the ownership to the ear. Now, not only does the ear not generate obligation, but now the ear generates Ptuch. Now we come to the Rambam.
What's the difference between
Could we get,
and
So let's get there. Let's get there. So now I want to tell you very simple. So right away we know the chiluk. Hefker is just lack of obligation. Goy is not only lack of obligation, goy is mafkia, the obligation. But here's the thing, here's the nekuda. Till now we were looking at it very black and white. Either a goy is mafkia, then even if the goy owns a hair, what's the difference what he owns? Mafkia kedushas b'chayr. Or we look at it that the goy is only commander lesnu, then we should just look at whatever the goy owns like it's not there. Those were the two options we had, option one and option two. But I'm telling you that there's an option three. The option three is, the way I'm explaining to you now, is that the ownership of the goy is not only potter from b'chayr, but it's mafkia the kedushas b'chayr, it removes it, there's a condition. When does the ownership of the goy mafkia kedushas b'chayr? Only if the goy has enough of an ownership that changes the din of the entire behemoth. So if the goy owns something which we can cut off, and we could look at it like an amputation, and the animal still has all the halachas that it had till now, so then the goy doesn't own enough in the animal to reject anything, because whatever he owns doesn't affect anything about this b'chor, then he can't even be a mafkia. But once the goy owns enough, that would make it into a mum, which in turn will remove the kedushas haguf. So now the goy has there's a yad akum in the whole behemah. Now it's mafkia kedushas b'chayr. You don't have to give it to the kohen either.
That's the Rambam.
The Rambam said you need mum, because if it's not mum, then the goy doesn't have enough ownership to even affect the goof, the whole goof of the behemah. So then you can't isolate it. You can only isolate the aver if the aver has thus far without this aver, the animal stays the same. So if it's a dovah sheni oisay simum, then we can say shame. The guy owns this, and we cut it off. And cutting it off, all we do is we cut it off, and now we live with what's left of the body, right? So if it's a mum, so by cutting it off, it affected the whole kedushas haguf of the animal. So now the achayim is on the whole goof of the animal. So now the whole animal's mufka from b'chayr. You don't have to give it to the kohen. But if the ownership that the goy has is oisay mum, so now it's memeila mafkir the kedushas haguf. Why is it mafkir the kedushas haguf? Altacherim. Now it's mafkir also the kedushas dama. That is nothing left of it. There's a lot more, but I feel we've already. I was over time before I walked in, so something on the parsha. Well, whoever wants to leave can leave. I'll say something on the parsha. Whoever wants to stay. Quite late.
What's the difference?
Let him say the parsha. Huh?
But you didn't answer.
The cash is why is Hefka different than Goy, right? The pasuk which is not here, Goy, should also help for Hefka. How did you answer that, Shiloh?
Because it's not. Hefker, there is no pasuk that's mafkia Hefker. Hefker is only not obligated. Hefker is left without a mitzvah b'chayra. That's all. So I have an ear that there's no mitzvah b'chayra. Okay, mazel tov. So you have an ear without a mitzvah b'chayra. Doesn't do anything, though.
That's me
embarrassed. Mashenke, when the goy owns the ear. Now, by the way, this also answers, I wanted to stop already. This also answers Tosfos Kasha with Shutfos Yisrael. Because if without a pasuk to be mar b'shutfus Yisrael, if we would just learn it from Goy, then we perhaps would say, if two Jews own a behemah, and one Jew owns roiv of the behemah, it's chayiv and b'chayr, because there's enough in the singular obligation to trigger the kedushas b'chayr. You follow? But comes the pasuk now and teaches us that even if you have three Jews owning a b'chayr, where each Jew on its own doesn't have enough of a bailus to create a kedushas b'chayr, it doesn't matter, they join forces and they create a kedushas b'chayr, that you will know just from the miyut of Akum. So this goes on and on. I just gave you a little something to think about. Okay, so we'll talk just a couple. The Mendel wants something out of parasha. I have to do something out of parasha. The Mendel says, "Zeiches ein zum Mariches Yomim," and keep on doing this for 120 years.
Amen.
I'm a serious nefesh that he has. Just a short the hair on the parasha. Zochin l'adam shalay b'funav ein chovin l'adam shalay b'funav. Anyway, that's also part of the chovin. The one of the biggest pleas in this parsha, the beginning of this week's parsha, is the fact that we learn kiddushin from this first parsha. When I tripped, when I taught the young boys, ninth graders, Kiddushin, they were able to hear this kasha years and years ago. I said, you know, where did we learn? We were learning Kiddushin. Kicha, kicha, mistayef. So I said, Rabbi, I said, let's stop for a second. Kiddushin is a moyed shel simcha. Kiddushin is, hopefully it's a moyed shel simcha, right? Where do you learn it from? You learn your koinen isha from burying her. Sabot nezach. So imagine if a chosin gets up. My shven, I may not remember, but I spoke, I made a joke out of this by my own Sheva Brachis. So imagine a chosin gets up by Sheva Brachis, and he gives a beautiful shir on the topic of the chi of Habal Likborish Ishtay. It's a little tacky. But that's, well, my, that's where we learn it from. Kicha, kicha, Mizdei Efron. We learn out the kicha from Kedushin, from Mizdei Efron. Chapela de Gezach. From all the places that you could possibly learn, we learn kicha, kicha, Mizdei Efron. So I'll tell you what the hair that I thought of, it's a much longer up, I'll tell it to you in 3 minutes, is that the emes is that the whole parasha here of Avram being maspid Sarah and burying her is a shtickle plea why the Torah makes such a big deal. This is a chiv everybody, every Jew has to bury his wife. It's not a portion. Lahaspid, part of the chiv eksuba in the olden times, the time of Chazal, they used to hire maspidim. You have to hire maspidim, the Rambam Paskins, kafi, the amount. If you're wealthier, you have to hire more. Kafi kvoidoi. This is a basic obligation. Any mo who loses his wife Ethel has to do it. Doesn't matter how frum you are and how. We're talking about Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu buried his wife. It's kumtum nishkin kin yashikayach that Avraham Avinu went and he buried his wife. Yet Chazal come on this medrash rabin, this week's parsha, and they say when Avraham went to bury his wife and maspidim, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atomi Palatman Shali. You're from my palace? Ani Yoyse Chesed, V'ato Yoyse Chesed. Palat Gezach. Avraham Avinu had a 24-hour day, 7 days a week, opened hotel. The Gemilus Chesed, which is the way hotels were once used to be. You know, there was a tkuf in Klal Yisrael where a person came to a hotel if he couldn't afford it, he stayed for free. He stayed for free. That was the Marsham brings down in Hilchos Shabbos that perhaps there's no problem of Schar Shabbos by a hotel. He talks about the Shiloh of Schar Shabbos. Somebody comes to a hotel for Shabbos, he pays for Shabbos. There's a problem with Schar Shabbos. With Avlo, without Avlo. So the Marsham says, well, a hotel really does not have Achnos Zoch. He says, because if the person doesn't have money, you keep him anyway. Achnos Zoch. So there was a tkuf in Klal Yisrael where that was possible. So the Maise, the Deuntish Teshuri is that Avraham Avinu had a 24-hour-a-day hotel open to the public on the third day of his meal. He's running around in a 100-degree temperature. So but now in this week's parsha, when Avraham does a basic thing that every human being should do, the Eibishter says, oh, Atomi Palatlan Shali. What's going on? It's a pella de gazach. A pella de gazach. So Pshat, I want to tell you, it's like this, a simple idea. The Gemara Sanhedrin has a shaila when you maspid a mace, if it's Yakr de Chaye or Yakr de Moshe. It's Negel Aloch. It's not Stam HaShayla. It's Negel Aloch. Because if it's a Yakr de Chaye, and the mace, let's say, says Al Tespeduni, you don't listen to him. You don't listen to him. Because he can't be Mevata for the Chaye. If it's Yakr de Moshe, and he says Al Tespeduni, then you, a bitzik Belzer, he left the Tzavor, they shouldn't be Maspidim. They take a warrant. They cried. The Levi, they just cried. And they say over that they paskin then that Bechir is a din in Avelos. Avelos is for the Chayim. So they said over by the Levaya, the Rebitzik didn't have a schus to tell him not to cry. Because that's already a din in Avelos, that he has no, he has a right to say Al Taspeduni. That's Yakra de Moise. Yakra de Chayim couldn't do. So I want to tell you a simple thing. It's Tak Ashayla in the Gemara. If being Maspid a Mace is Yakra de Chayim or Yakra de Moise. But what is it b'metzias? Not in Halach. Mitzias is it's both. You could say in Halach, it's a Shaila, are you doing an obligation to the deceased? Or are you doing obligation for people that are alive? But the Mitzias of the Hesped is that you're making the people that are alive also feel better. You're being Machabed the people that are alive. It's a Shaila if that's the Chiv. But Avada, that's what you're doing. A person who's married, Sarah married Avraham Avinu according to Chazal at age 15. She was 127 years old. They were married for a long time. They passed there is no anniversary that we have that we call that anniversary. And he lost his wife. So you can imagine how much Tsar Avram was in. and how much Avram needed the hespit. Als the Yakra the Chaya. Right? Makes sense. Avram needed the hespit. Comes the Pasuk. And the truth is, Rabbi Yitzchak is aiming on a shtickle deek in the Pasuk. This will answer it as well. Vayovoy Avram doesn't say lispoid also. Lispoid liso. Avram, when he did, when he was Isaac now in the covered Achron of Sarah, it was only him, her. There was no Chai. Who in the Bria is only a Metiv? This is the Bayre Olam. The Bayre Olam is not looking for anything in return. The Rabban Shem is a Toivu Metiv. The Eibishter just does for others. The Mele Rabban Shem said, when Avram did this, he said, Atomi Palatrin Shali. It's one thing to have an open door policy. That's very hard. But now, when you are in Tzar, and you were doing something which you could have been mad from, and you only did it L'Sama, Atami Palatrin Shali. Chazal tell us that's what a marriage really is supposed to be. Right? Yoysim mi gufoy. Oyova mechavi yoysim. Noysim loy. Yoysim mi mashayesh loy. You know, there was a guy, he, in the middle of the night, he ran to the Ben Ishchai, he had a bad dream. He saw in his dream the words Yogel Eish, and he saw a fire, and he was all worried. What he spooked out. He came to the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai made a gematria with the letters. He said, I see here Lo Yilbash. He made a gematria. Lo Yilbash. He says, oh, have you been wearing women's clothing lately at all? He says, that's what that was. I said, no, nothing. He says, has anything happened in your home regarding clothing? For women's clothing? He says, no. He says, think again. The Ben Ishchai does. He says, you know something? This past Shabbos, I gave my wife a new dress that I had made for her, and I had a new suit. And as I was walking out the house, my wife noticed that the suit that I was wearing was silk, expensive. And the material that I made her dress was a lower grade material. Not so because I, I'm the balabasi. I bought something for myself more expensive. My wife felt bad. And I told her, what do you mean? It's my money. Ben Ishchai says, that's the problem. The Gemara says in Chum, Mechavdo yoysim imashayeshloi. What does it mean, yoysim imashayeshloi? You can't give your wife more than you have. It means more than you give yourself, give her. He says, so that suit was really hers. That was the Lo Yilbash. That's what they were showing you in a dream. That you were over Lo Yilbash. You were wearing what you should have been given to your wife. That's it. Memele kemen zogim. That here in Avram's hesped and his b'chi over Sarah, where he showed that his wife, he didn't exist. It was only his wife. This is where we learn kicha kicha. This is where we learn out the ma'aseh kedusha. Agud avoch. Yes, I got it.